Hello, friends. Welcome to another episode of the Every Nothing Podcast. Today, we are brought to you by Healing Dragon CBD. Go to healingdragoncbd.com. Check out all their merchandise. They have awesome merchandise. The stuff that I personally use almost every single day. Actually, every single day. I shouldn't say almost. Whatever you find when you get to your checkout, use the promo code Every Nothing, no spaces, Every Nothing, for 20% off your order on your CBD products. We're also brought to you by haven4fitness.com, a great exercise website if you're looking for exercise demos, blog posts, recipes, all kinds of stuff, anything health and wellness, haven4fitness.com. Today's guest was Nolan Morton. He's part of Morton Marketing. Check them out on Facebook. Great conversation with him today. A good friend of mine. We played in a band together. Been friends for a while. So we talked about all kinds of different things, from movies to politics to social media, blah, 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 blah. It's a great one today. Hope you enjoy it. Here we go.
It's called the Every Nothing Podcast. Two young strapping lads offer their insight into everything. It would be crazy not to listen. Obvious geniuses.
Oh, anybody listening, don't go to college. It's a fucking scam.
He'd probably stop and be like, no, no, you're all wrong, man. All wrong.
Sorry, Grandma.
This is the Every Nothing Podcast. If you are looking to learn many things while also learning absolutely nothing, well, here you go. Enjoy the show.
It's just so damn funny.
What's up, Joseph?
Hey, don't use my govy name.
Yosef.
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 Dude, did we all like plan on using our actual names in the StreamYard?
This is what happens. Oh, hold on. Let me shut this off. Nolan.
And then douchebag. Oh, wait, Nolan. What's up?
That'd be funny if you changed his name without letting him see. He's like, it's just like, I suck dicks. Like, got his
name. What did it say?
Hold on. I'll tell you in a second.
Oh.
going for the post joke.
Oh, there we go.
Perfect.
God, you could have been a little creative and did something else. I literally just said that.
Assist by Yosef.
I don't have any originality right now. I'm tired. That's all right.
So we have Nolan on the show. We had him on a long while back when it was just Joe and I.
A while?
God, I don't even know what episode that was. It was a while ago, though.
I was in the closet. I know that. Yeah. You were getting back into doing some carnivore, which I love that shit.
Oh, Nolan was.
I was?
Yeah, you at that time.
Well, that's why I have diarrhea today, actually, is I started that up just
You started
today.
It again? Dude, is that like your podcast thing? Like, well, I better start eating only meats.
Whenever Robert texts me, I just eat some meat. I just get the desire.
Like meat just comes out of my mind.
Yeah. Seriously. The same thing happens to me. I didn't know there was anybody else.
Have that effect on the male anatomy.
Yeah. I guess.
Yeah, I remember I talked. The only thing I remember is that I talked about my Uber stories, but beyond that, yes. I don't.
Yeah. Then Robert got into DoorDash. Did you tell him about that?
Yeah, Nolan's the one who actually got me into it.
Oh, right on.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. Nolan's quite the dasher, I think.
Yeah, he's a dashing young lad. Yeah.
The dash likes.
You head into Omaha and do it, though, don't you?
What's that?
You head into Omaha and do it, though, usually, don't you?
Yeah. I mean,
do you post up?
It's far more lucrative in Omaha than anywhere else, I would say.
But, well, Fremont's not the thriving metropolis of DoorDash.
I actually ordered a DoorDash last night. It took 2 hours.
Was it like at McDonald's? Did you order a Big Mac?
No, I had.
It probably took 2 hours.
I ordered Casey's.
It probably took 2 hours because there's not very many people in
at Casey's
Fremont.
Is right across the street.
Dude, that's American. God. That's more American than that's the most American thing I've heard on this podcast.
Bro, I do it all the time. I love it. I Grubhubbed Old Chicago last night.
Yeah. Grubhub, wow!
Well, no, it was DoorDash. It was we use a Grubhub all the time, but some reason Old Chicago, the listings on Grubhub, they don't have all the shit, and I get the meet me calzone every fucking time, bro. But you have to go to the Old Chicago's website. You do it through them because all these food places that you can order off their website now delivery, and it just pings a DoorDash person. It doesn't even let you know it's a DoorDash person until you already ordered it.
Interesting.
So. But yeah, we got their new pizza roll things last night. They were the Irish ones. They were like fucking so good. What was it?
Sounds like they're appropriating a culture.
Irish pizza rolls?
And I don't appreciate that.
Yeah, it was like corned beef. It was corned beef pizza rolls.
Oh, dude, that sounds sick nasty.
So good.
That sounds horrible.
And then we got the delicious. then we got the corned beef, not like the Italian nacho version of it, but it was like kettle chips, corn, braised corned beef, like cheese, onions and shit. Dude, the dipping sauce for the rolls was like this delicious horseradish. Yeah, bro.
I like their buffalo.
The buffalo rolls. Roll ones?
Yeah. Yeah. Those are good.
Wow. Yeah, dude.
None of that sounds good.
None of that sounds good? What's wrong with you?
You don't like corned beef?
No, I actually hate corned beef. Good.
But it had amazing horseradish sauce, and I love horseradish.
Yeah, me too.
Said horse ass.
Yeah, horse ass.
Yeah, I love horseradish.
By the way, just like Tim wants to tell us that mute is on, probably because of Joe. So,
mute is on.
Yeah, because no, he's talking about mute is on at his house, so his kids can't hear you.
Oh, he's just looking at us. He must be doing his private time stuff and just looking at our photos.
Like. $5, his hands in his pants right now. He's like, I don't need to listen. He's like, what's that?
Tim, you walked right into it, man.
The league. You guys seen the league?
Yeah, before? Yeah, yeah.
Where
they still like, is that show still going on?
No, it stopped a while ago.
I wish it was, but he watches porn in the shower and he puts a Ziploc bag over and he like has the volume down because he can't hear it anyways. And so he like tries to read lips in the porn or whatever.
Yeah, that was a great show.
Oh man, I wish I'd never got.
Yeah.
And John LaJoy, Taco in the show. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. His early YouTube stuff is
E equals
like,
MC Vagina.
Yeah,
yeah.
I don't see how. I mean, if people found that, if he got really really popular, oh man, he'd be canceled. That's that. The E equals MC Vagina is like
that came out a long.
That's
time
like
ago.
Sunday school shit compared to some of his other stuff.
Oh really?
Oh sure, I've yeah,
seen a bunch of his other stuff.
His rape van series. Like.
You got to watch the E equals MC Vagina. It's fucking hilarious, dude. That came out when we were like in like middle school.
Yeah, dude.
Yeah.
That was the name of his podcast, or
no? It's no. Like this little video.
It's a music. Pull it up. Music video. Pull it up on YouTube. It's E equals MC Vagina. 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 I want to have sex with your vagina. It's so funny, dude.
It's like stupid.
This is ringing
toilet
bell,
humor.
Actually.
Yeah.
Yeah, dude. Yeah, he's hilarious.
Probably shouldn't listen to the whole thing, but
if we get copyright strike for that song, I mean, was North Korea gonna not let us listen again? You can't make any money.
Is that how we want to start the podcast, though? We might lose a lot of people right at the beginning.
Do we want them to stay then?
Yeah, that's true. We don't like them. They should leave.
Is that what we're saying? We don't want them to stay?
No, I don't know. Play it at your own discretion. I mean, we played that MacGruber.
Just play literally like 10 seconds of it.
Yeah. Oh, this is not a good start then.
I can't even hear it.
Yeah, what the hell? That's probably a good thing.
But you can see, like, it's old and fucking hilarious. Back when people weren't so...
All right, this doesn't make sense.
Yeah, please don't. Yeah. Okay, good. Well, you could hear it on live. He was about to say is the first line. That's why I was like, the start's not a good place. He's like, women are equal and they deserve respect.
Oh, yeah.
And then you know what he says after that. it's very wrong,
it's
actually.
All just jokes.
No, we actually grew up, you know, and that stuff isn't funny anymore.
Yeah, and yeah.
Why it was ever funny, I think it was because we were raised in this society that just put down those, I don't know. I don't even know how to fucking fake that. But we play, if you were worried about that, you know, the clip we played last week, we played the MacGruber clip last
MacGruber.
Week. Dude, I wanted to watch that.
Well, that's,
I've been too busy though.
That's, I mean, it's crazy how many people are getting canceled these days.
Oh yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's just like a weekly occurrence. I almost expect it.
There's a lot of people that like the Eminem one and stuff like that. Oh, it's just kind of funny. I'm like, you guys really aren't going to do anything to Eminem. I mean, come on.
But that, I mean, at the same time, like, they're like, oh, the left's all about cancel culture. It's like, well, the right was about it when we were growing up. Remember, couldn't watch South Park? They were trying to cancel South Park. Remember Eminem? The Christians were trying to cancel Eminem.
What just happened?
Somebody... posted on Facebook that I'm not typically partial to their opinion, but they posted like what's the guy's name that kneeled during the national anthem?
Kaepernick.
Yeah, he was like, I mean, that guy got essentially canceled.
Yeah,
but now he's kind of vaulted, and that guy's making a boatload of money on like endorsements and stuff like that.
Yeah, but he was.
He's much better off now than when if he was playing football.
But that wasn't the left. That would have been. It's hard to say it was the right.
It's
either,
just kind of can't reverse, really say it was a right
reverse because roles. There was,
that, I mean, there was people that supported what he was doing on both sides, but it got very, very political because it's like the right's like pro military, and they took it as a offense because it's a national anthem,
right? You know? Yeah,
I don't know. I don't. If you want to sit, take a shit, stand, kneel, whatever, I don't give a fuck. People can do whatever they want.
Like I've heard the I mean, and I 100% agree with this. The idea of burning the American flag, like. Isn't that kind of isn't that kind of what America stands for? The right to do something like that?
Yeah, you can.
Whether you agree with it or not, that's kind of the point of America.
And then you see video, but I love also seeing videos. You see, they do this shit and then a couple Marines are walking by and they fuck their shit up and take their flag.
Yeah.
I'm fine with that too because hey, you can do whatever you want, but they say the same thing too. It's like freedom of speech, but it comes with
Casa Bucko 5.
Yeah. Exactly. Casa Bucko 5. Exactly what I was getting at. So much more smart how you said it.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's why when people are jumping on this cancel culture, I feel like it's just a big hot button thing for conservatives now.
Oh, like the Sarah, you see, I've been following Silverman.
Sarah Silverman, yeah.
Yeah. So
that was pretty, yeah.
Now they're really starting to eat their own. So I don't know how much longer it's going to last. Eventually, they're not going to have anyone left. She was like a poster child of the left for a long time.
Here's my theory. Like, so the left, you know, they're all about expanding boundaries and, you know, having open borders and whatnot. And openness to ideas as well.
Yeah, which in hindsight is a good thing.
The right is about like borders and like boxing things up and rules.
Mm-hmm.
At some point, the right just said, "Yeah, whatever. You know, you can do whatever you want."
Mm-hmm.
And then I think the left kind of craves a little bit of law and order, and so they're starting to impose their own law and order, but they suck at it. They're really bad.
Yeah,
they're really bad at making rules. You know.
Yeah. God Emperor Biden. He told all the immigrants, he's like, don't you come to our border. No. I'm locking them kids up in cages. Yeah.
Yeah. I haven't even like heard much about that in the last couple. Well, like last week.
They're not cages anymore. They're overflow facilities.
The ones that Obama opened, right?
Did you see the video with Candace Owens actually going to one of those places and they got like spas and like beach volleyball courts? You see that?
No, I didn't see that.
That can't be all of them.
Yeah, exactly. And they got like all of them.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, that's probably true. But at least one of them.
See, that's the thing. I just wish there's just I don't know, the people on the right, Candace Owens, I love all the stuff she was like, the whole Cardi B and her thing going on right now is kind of funny.
Let's circle back to that.
Shut up. God.
Let's circle back to that.
No, just go ahead.
I was actually going to ask if you'd been following that, like what had happened. Didn't something about Cardi B make some fake post about Candace's husband cheating on her?
Didn't start with that.
But I mean, that's kind of where it went to, didn't it?
Yeah. So
what was the whole story?
Yeah. So they did the Grammys and
was a shit show.
And so Cardi B and whoever that other chick is did the,
whatever the stout, Megan, the Stallion.
Well, they did the WAP song, right?
Yeah.
And so, Candace went on Fox and said that basically it's the degrading, you know, who we are as Americans essentially.
Mm-hmm.
And then Cardi B was like, hey, well now you're a jerk. And then, it went back and forth, and then it went to eventually her showing a
doctor. Which was fake, right?
Correct.
Yeah.
Yeah, and she deleted that stuff, and Cardi was just posted some shit like an hour ago, probably now, was like her, like, let's go to trial kind of thing. Like, but she deleted,
sued her, right?
She's suing her, but Cardi, what's funny is Cardi's like, posted this like bring it on bullshit after she deleted all the ones that she was lying about.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
It's like, okay, you're so fucking hard. I don't know. But what I was getting at is like these people, these figureheads like Candace Owens, you got Ben Shapiro doesn't. Yeah, he does, but he does at the same time. Like he'll call it out. Like, I don't know, but they, let's just say they all attach onto one little thing. Like what was it this week? Oh, just recently, the climate czar, John Kerry, not wearing his mask on the plane.
John Kerry.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Who gives a shit?
Yeah.
But they're all like, well, we're just pointing out at being hypocritical of the left, saying, you know how you have to do that. Be better than that. Just don't. Who gives a shit? Like, yeah. Oh yeah, he's a fucking asshole. Whatever. But it's this is like John turning Kerry. Into the this is turning into Obama wore a brown suit bullshit again.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Just let it go. Call them out on their dumb shit. Right now, they're trying to get rid of the filibuster. They're worried about John Kerry wearing a fucking mask.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Well, that's so dumb.
That's yeah. I was watching. Have you guys seen Flagrant with Andrew Schultz?
Negative. I know who Andrew Schultz is, though.
Yeah.
He just had Alex Jones on.
Oh, I got to watch this.
Pretty classic.
I love
it. I like Schultz, too. That's probably fun.
I'm not sure if 10% of what
I will eat your ass.
I'm not sure what percentage of the shit that he says is real or true, but I can tell you one thing is that he said that the optics are often designed, like with Andrew Cuomo, for instance.
Mm-hmm.
It's possible that that was with whatever he has going on with, I don't exactly know, but whatever he has going on with assaulting women or whatever claims.
The allegations. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Allegations. Yeah. Allegedly.
Yeah.
Allegedly.
I cannot have sexual relations.
He said hello at a Christmas party.
With a kiss and a firm grasp of the head.
And I'm sure he's a creepy dude. He seems like one.
Yeah.
But I don't know, man. What they're saying is that they wanted to get rid of him. And so, and this makes sense. So it seems like it could be a tactic that gets employed regularly. But they're using that to distract from, we're firing him because 20,000 old people died as a result of his, ignorance.
Well, wasn't the idea like, well, yeah, I think I'm hearing what you're trying to say. Like they're negating the fact that he killed 13,000 old elderly people, yeah, or whatever the number was. But instead they're using the allegations against him to get rid of him, yeah, and just covering up.
They'd rather pay attention to that.
That's what you're saying, right?
Yeah. It's like,
they'd rather pay attention to that instead of going, hey, this guy was a crappy governor.
Yeah. Oh, by the way, this person that we hiked up and said was like the epitome of COVID.
Peace Prize for leadership.
Yeah, and wrote a book and did all this stuff and, killed all these other people.
I'm kind of retarded.
Did he get an Emmy or an Oscar?
Yeah.
He got an Emmy.
Yeah, yeah.
For leadership.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
And so now they're like, oh, fuck. And so, yeah, that's what they're using these allegations to sweep them under the rug.
Allegations.
Did you unplug your headphones? Oh. Producer Paul.
Just hold it up. Just hold it up. What is this?
I'll be right back.
Because I know you can't hear me.
We can hear you.
We can hear you.
You just can't hear us. Well, I mean, your headphones. But yeah, so I don't know. That whole fucking thing's crazy. Actually, the allegations aren't funny, but the whole concept is funny. You know what I mean?
You're laughing about it. You're like, well, actually, those aren't funny.
It's the idea. The idea of how it all played out is funny to me.
I fucking find it so annoying. Like, yeah, if he actually did all do all that shit, then yeah, those women deserve justice. Whatever. I agree.
I don't care who it is. 13,000 people.
I find that to be a little bit more important than him saying, hey, nice tits.
Yeah.
You know, like I want him to.
I tell Paul that every day.
So. I walk by some office and Fox News is I tell Paul. That's funny. No, but like I walk by like some office and Fox News is on. It's like Cuomo allegations. Walk by MSNBC. Biden is the best president ever. Yes. No, but for real, like Fox News is just like writing this Cuomo allegations and stuff. And it's like,
what? That isn't the important part.
The nursing home stuff. That is, but whatever. It's just, I don't know. Right and left. It's all clickbait bullshit. That's why, like,
I still find it funny that there's so many people out there that just don't have a clue, though, as well.
Oh, well, I envy them. Still, envy them. I wish I was a freaking idiot ignorant like that. Well, yeah. Do you ever feel like
I think about before Trump, I was kind of probably like that. I didn't really pay attention to anything that was really going on.
Yeah. You're a perfect example, like, of what I was talking about.
An idiot?
You know, yes. So,
nice tits.
When you're, yeah, when you're out there in public and you have these socially awkward things, but then you see someone that's like, you know, just they don't, then none of that social awkwardness matters to that. They don't, I mean, not that it matters. They just don't get it. Yeah. They don't get these social cues. They don't get it. They don't follow politics or entertainment. They're just like, yeah. You know,
yeah.
They're just living it and they're happy.
Yeah. Yeah.
Good for them.
Unlike us.
Ignorance is bliss.
Kind yeah. of thing, yeah. You know,
like a mild version of Asperger's or something.
I know. Well, yeah. No. That's why I was like, Robert's living his best life. This guy is a freaking idiot.
I wish I could go back in time.
I think that's its own type of intelligence. The ability.
To
disconnect.
Well, the ability, because Robert has this. I'd be more of an intellectual and he'd be more of a sensor. He'd be more, you know. I don't know how to describe it really.
He's NPC.
Yeah. I don't even know what NPC is.
I don't know if I'd characterize it like that.
I don't even know what that is.
Robert doesn't know what it is.
I think non-playable
character.
I think, yeah.
Oh, one of those dipshits in a game. Yeah. I've been watching the shit out of Viva Dirt League. Dude, I love that shit. Oh, yeah. No, but I've always had a... I don't know. I don't stress out very much because I can disconnect a little bit here and there. But I also do kind of think of a lot about more about this stuff more than I used to.
Well, and it's not even worth it because here's the reality is that you have your circle of influence as an individual.
Exactly.
And that's anybody. But like my circle of influence doesn't include the realm of politics. So like all that cortex expenditure is just like... nothing. It just amounts to nothing.
So yeah, it's like why
other than entertainment, which I enjoy the entertainment side of it.
Yeah. I'm kind of the same way. I mean, that's how I disconnect. I don't really freak out and stress out most days, but like when I hear, and I actually listen to a lot more political stuff than I used to, but it's more the entertainment value, like you're saying. And there's a couple things that are like, that's fucking stupid. And then I'll, you know, like, all right, what else am I doing today?
I don't know if it's disconnect for you as much as it is, you have the ability, and I like this in women, the ability to forget, like,
what?
Yeah, just like, he doesn't know what happened. Somebody could punch him in the face, he'd forget the next day. You know what I mean?
You aren't married, are you?
Yeah, no kidding. I don't know any women that forget.
He's not saying all women, he's saying if he could find an ideal woman.
Yeah, I mean, if you go on a date with a woman.
Wait, that sounds bad. It sounds like you're abusive.
No, here's what I'll say. If you go on a date with a woman or a guy, whatever.
Yeah.
And they say something about their ex.
Yeah.
That's a red flag.
Yeah.
They have no ability to forget. They're still ruminating, perseverating on the same information.
Yeah.
That has no impact on their life.
On like them currently right now.
Right. And it's actually hampering their ability to connect with somebody else.
Right. Okay. You know what I mean? That forget makes more sense. Because when you said it before, it's like they just forget shit. And I'm just like,
No, it's just like the ability to process what just happened. And
deal with it, move on.
Not have it be like embedded somewhere in your physiology and it just comes up in certain situations.
You know? I think we were having this conversation
like
a couple weeks ago.
Holding grudges.
Yeah, exactly. There's an expression like anger is like drinking poison, expecting the other person to die. It's just.
It's home.
Yeah. Yeah, the one that this is one of the things I always remember. I think it was my pastor in Hordeville when I was young was talking about anger and, you know, all this whatever, and it always stuck with me is no one can make you mad. No one can.
Mm-hmm.
No one can make you have those feelings, right? They can make you like want to be mad, but you control that. Like you completely control your emotions. You know what I mean?
That's really tough for most people. Like for me,
I know, but if you understand it.
No.
But if you understand that, like they can't do anything. If you just smile, they can talk shit to you all the time. They cannot make you change your mood if you don't let them.
I believe that. Yeah. But most people don't function that way.
So that's like, for sure.
That's funny. I was having this conversation with someone else a couple days ago, with Jake a couple days ago. There's people out there who will like continuously have poor habits, bad habits, stuff like that. And then they'll blame you for these habits that they have and try to bring you it and like make it your fault. And what they're really trying to do is just create a rise out of you. And what they really want to do is argue with you and escalate it. So if you can look at it and be like, oh yeah, I get it. All right. Thanks, man. Next, move on. What they're really looking for is an argument or for you to take it up to the next level. Yeah.
That's what I see politically though. It's just people who have a different perspective.
Yeah.
It's just like Ben Shapiro and Candace Owens or anybody on the right, really. They're all intellectually oriented and they're using their intellect. But at the same time, you can see that they're not really expressing their own emotions. And then they wind up, you know, doing some sort of disservice to themselves in that capacity. Because everybody's a feeling creature.
Mm-hmm.
But then, of course, the left, they don't have... They have the reverse problem, right? They're not really engaging their intellect very much at all.
100% feeling.
What I can see, yeah.
Yeah, in the moment.
That's why you need to be a libertarian. No feelings, no intellect, no taxes.
Fuck the government.
Ron Swanson.
Bro, libertarian all the way.
Yeah.
I don't know. Anyways, I want to change gears because... what's about this Final Cut Pro, Robert, you were talking about? Everybody wants to hear about it. The comment section's going crazy asking about it right now.
Paul's done a lot of our work through Final Cut Pro with like the intro and all that stuff. And he's done some stuff for the gym and stuff like that. But I decided to start dabbling so I can do some stuff.
I'm much of a dabbler myself.
It's a really cool program. It's pretty simplified for like even dummies like myself to get in and start like making videos. The first one I made was meh at best, but there's like, I spent like 3 hours just like when I want to do something new is YouTube, how to do this. It took a while and I got like a very basic level video, but it seems like you can do so much more in it.
Yep.
Yeah. So I'm just kind of scratched the surface with it.
Robert, I saw your video.
Yeah.
Have you seen the Harmon Brothers video, the Squatty Potty?
I don't think so. I know what Squatty Potty is.
Joe knows what I'm talking about.
I know.
Yeah. The video starts out with a unicorn digging a shit of a rainbow shit into an ice cream cone.
Uh-huh.
That made millions of people watch it because it hooks them.
Yeah.
Like within 2 seconds, I'm hooked. I'm watching that video.
Yeah.
Why the hell is a fucking unicorn taking a shit?
So like the
trick
is...
And then I'll watch the whole thing.
Start with something.
To find the answer to that question.
Okay, no, I've seen this. Yeah.
Yeah, so those guys, they charged $300,000 for their videos.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
So this one's actually really funny. But the people I think of most is like, since I'm in the CrossFit community is the Buttery Bros. You heard of them? They make some insane, and they're funny as shit too. Like CrossFit style videos. They actually were the ones who did a lot of the original videos for CrossFit before, like for some reason they got let go. But their videos are hilarious if you're into that kind of stuff. Actually, you don't even really have to be into it. It's still fucking hilarious. But
have to check that out.
Yeah, I have to check more of them out too. I'm just trying to. I don't know. I just got it like last week, so I'm still kind of learning how to do a lot of stuff in it. But
that's weird.
It's just fun though.
Bought it last week, but
did you really?
Yeah, I bought it on Slick Deals though.
Yeah, you got it for a lot cheaper than I did.
Yeah.
The cool part about Final Cut though is it has an insane amount of things you can do in it. And it always has the free updates, and it's just the one time fee.
Mm-hmm.
You pay it's $300 brand new if you get it, but then you have it forever and there's always updates that come out for it.
It's just like Logic. Yeah, Logic is the pro for music engineering. Logic does, you can record multi-track.
You don't have to pay an extra $500 every year for all the updates.
It's just as good as Pro Tools, which is the industry standard, but
it's better than Pro Tools.
Yeah, I mean I find that true as well, but you don't say that on internet.
Yeah, I feel like most.
I think it's better than everything. Like Ableton, I've tried.
I don't like Ableton's look. I, can't I hate the look of it. It just sucks. And
Logic's just so user-friendly. Eventually, Logic will be the industry standard. I bet you another, like, 20 years.
What was the girl that...
Once Pro Tools will phase out eventually. But
what was the girl who recorded her stuff in her base?
Billie Eilish.
Yeah.
So she does all her stuff
stuff through Logic.
In a bedroom.
and it's $300, and you have it for life. And they just did a huge update, like, what, the beginning of last year?
And you don't
have
to pay for them. The problem with those other platforms, I mean, regardless if we talk about movie editing or music editing, is you have to pay for the updates every time they come out.
Right.
Yeah.
And Pro Tools is like the Windows of, it's just like, well, you want this, you really need to pay a subscription, and then you have to pay some more after that.
Yeah.
There's a lot of free tools out there.
Yeah, but, like, I don't know, until you use them, like, there's
like community tools.
Yeah.
There's
like OBS Studio we were talking about a little bit.
That's open source.
Yeah. It's all open source, and you have, like, it's huge. That's what I love about it, because people create their own plugins or whatever, and they work together on them, and I bet you there's some shit that's out there in the community OBS that Apple is like, oh, we should put this in our stuff.
What's OBS?
I can't remember.
Irritable bowel syndrome.
No.
Yeah. Orbital.
It's orbital.
What does OBS stand for?
I can't remember. It's something studio. OBS.
Oberheim. Something.
Oberheim.
I use it. That's what I use.
Oberheim. It depends if he's German or Jewish. Oberheim, Oberheim.
I use it for just... all I use OBS for is for the virtual.
It says organic brain syndrome, but that's not right.
I have organic brain syndrome.
A lot of streamers use it.
Yeah, a lot of them.
OBS, a lot.
Mm-hmm. You know, and that's why we use, like, StreamYard here, but OBS is... you can do anything with it as long as you have time to program it.
Yep.
Right.
That's what's so cool about that tool. And that's completely free, and it's all community driven. That's what I'm saying is, like, I don't know, things that have to pay for. That's great that Logic was $300, you said, for
life? You pay for it once.
Broadcaster software.
Yeah.
Software.
I'm sure you could use like music, things like that too, but
it's not like music mixing like you guys are talking about, or video editing. That's not like that. But what I'm saying is, I'm sure there's free tools out there.
There is one called Reaper.
Yeah.
Heard of that, Paul?
Yeah.
That one, I mean, it's cool.
The thing is that there's a billion and one of these things out there.
The nice part about, like, Logic is there's so many resources if you need to, like, learn and stuff like that.
Yeah.
It has that community, like, resource to it.
But OBS has that as well. And what's interesting about OBS is that you can... the reason I don't use OBS is because I use the Rodecaster Pro. A lot of the processing I do with the microphones is all done through that, so I don't even have to worry about OBS.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And so I don't. And then I don't use any real cameras.
Yeah. Well, how does my mic sound to you guys?
Yeah, because you use OBS, and
does it sound like just fine?
Yeah, that's one of those things where, like, a mic's pretty much a mic, and you'll have plenty of people out there like, no, you got to have this mic that does this, and it's got to be, you know, like the XR 7782. I'm like, yeah, bullshit, you're a jackass. Shut
up. $50 mic that's USB.
Yeah, it
sounded like shit when I first started doing it, and then I took a little bit of research, watched a couple YouTube videos, downloaded OBS, played with the settings.
Yep, it works just as good as any other mic you get out there. Yeah, for what we're doing anyways.
I'm not, you know, doing like ASMR stuff of like me like dropping Skittles out of my asshole or anything. You know, but exactly. Where you're just actually, this is all it would sound aroused. This is all it would sound like. It'd just be like
like a cave.
Does that sound good? Like, yeah, let me turn it up.
This is becoming weird.
Cuckoo.
Taste the rainbow.
New Skittles commercial. Remember that Skittles commercial that had the guy that like busts all over his wife? You remember that one? Yeah.
And it's just Skittles.
What are you talking about, dude?
Look up, Paul, look up a Skittles commercial where, oh shit, I don't even know what to put in.
Just the Skittles sex scene.
Skittles sex scene, yeah. Take that in.
You want me to type that in. All right.
Type it in. While he's looking that up, I was speaking of sex. I did look up. We can start posting our podcast videos to Pornhub.
Oh, we can.
I just want some random guy that's fapping to the hub, and then they're just finished and they're like, related videos, and it's just a picture of us talking or whatever.
I was thinking it'd be cool to release an info product on thing where
OnlyFans,
yeah, where girls are posting spicy photos.
Yeah,
yeah, a lot of people are doing info products. Like,
sorry,
did you find it?
It's definitely not what I expected, but yeah, it's there.
Let's watch it.
Hold on a second. I gotta change a setting.
Dude, it's fucking hilarious. I can't believe
it's fucking hilarious, bud.
Was that like a real? It couldn't have been a real commercial. That had been like a knockoff, right? I can't imagine Skittles would have made that.
I don't know.
Paul, are you a Red Sox fan?
No, we gave you the first clue.
Is it cold in here?
No, it's hot.
This is for the the people just listening on the podcast. We're not watching porn.
Get ready for my sweetness. Ooh, it's about to come. It's about to come. It's about to come.
Bust the Skittles.
All over you.
Is this a real thing?
Share the rainbow.
Taste no the rainbow. Way.
No.
That's like the best commercial ever.
No way, that's a real thing, dude.
Feel the rainbow. Taste
that's
the rainbow.
Somebody, there's no way the company's Skittles.
But you would think, like, if someone, like, made that as, like, a, well, I don't know, that might fall under, like, whatever the law is that. I don't fucking care what it's called, but like, so they didn't get sued.
That's the best commercial I've ever seen.
I can't hear Joe.
What do you mean you can't hear him?
I can't hear Joe.
Joe, are you there? Hello?
He's gone.
Why?
Oh. Yeah.
I don't know what's going on. Hold on.
Yeah, I don't know. That there's no way that was like an official Skittles commercial.
I have to say, Paul.
Yeah,
I am a Yankees fan.
Oh, well, good. You can get out now.
I can say baseball is boring as fuck.
Everybody else can still hear Joe, apparently, just not us.
Mm.
That's fun. Glad. I'm glad that we
just
can.
Sign language your words to us, Joe. Scissoring. Penis in butthole. Should I be saying that out loud? Vagina. Okay. Cunnilingus.
Oh, did you just blow in it? You'll kill somebody doing that, dude.
Guys, come on.
Oh, there you go. We can hear you now.
Illuminati.
Illuminati. Oh.
Okay. Anyways, what I was going to say, I felt extremely uncomfortable watching that video. One, it was a lot more rough than I remember it. Two, and the third point, what is so bad about that when you had Cardi B doing wet ass pussy at the Grammys?
I know exactly. That's essentially the same thing.
Well, because
the difference, actually, that's tamer.
than what
they did at the Grammys. Yeah,
the difference would be, well, first of all, like, you know, I fully condone anything that involves
hypersexualization.
Yeah. But I mean, Skittles would be a brand and Cardi B would be a brand, but her brand is
sex.
Yeah.
So Skittles
is a fucking food.
It's a sexy food.
It's a candy.
It's a sex symbol.
It's
now.
A naughty
it's
food.
It's a candy whose primary demographic might be, you know, below 18. You know what I mean?
That's true. Which makes me think,
like, why? Why would they make that?
Yeah, but like, I bet you most of the people who watch the Grammys nowadays are like 20 and below.
Oh, no. They're probably like, I guarantee from like age 11 to like 19 is the primary demographic.
Yeah, yeah.
Watching the Grammys. What adult person watches the fucking Grammys?
Yeah, that's like, true. That's a good point.
Not me. I'm watching Nancy Drew.
CW Network.
Going to bed at 7 p.m. Having some chamomile tea.
Chamomile tea. And maybe, just maybe, having missionary sex with my socks on.
And Skittles coming
out. Because I got the Vicks on my heels because I got a cold.
Yeah. My back hurts.
Yeah. But, Yeah, I don't know, man. I don't know. Oh, I just shout out Rye Dog going to get some Applebee's. Probably get some of them dollar margs.
Dollar margs, baby. I hit Applebee's on every other Sunday.
Why every other Sunday?
Boys. You guys goes go, to you Omaha. Guys,
right now, since we can't really play live shows, we've been practicing every other Sunday.
Oh, wow. That's sad.
Yeah, but we bees with the boys every other Sunday.
Yeah, we do like dollar margs. Do dollar. The waiters know you?
Yep.
They're like, hey.
Actually, they do. They're like, we got hey, pretty tight with it. We're trying to get an Applebee's sponsorship. Like, they're going to sponsor our first tour. You're going to put us in an Applebee's.
Really?
Yeah.
Dude.
That'd be cool, though.
They're going to literally rent sponsored an Oscar Mayer mobile for you Applebee's. Guys
to ride around with. Jason Chant.
Dude, you guys could find some weird sponsors.
That's like, what I'm saying. Like, how cool would it be to be sponsored by Applebee's?
Yeah, but that would like, don't do that, though.
Don't do that.
What? Why? You don't like Applebee's? They got some big ass chicken wings.
So you're going to have an Applebee's banner at.
Dude, I want to ride in an Applebee's tour bus. Like Applebee's pasted along the entire side. It's going to say bees with the boys.
Bees. We're in the neighborhood.
We're going to have like signings at all the local Applebee's. After
that'd
each
be pretty
show.
Cool.
Yeah.
I could see like doing a commercial, you know, where it's Chasing Chance doing some
bees
Applebee's.
Doing some Applebee's stuff. Whatever. Just depressed sitting at the bar.
Probably middle of the day. Skittles involved, I'm sure.
You guys should make a music video and then take video of you guys always at Applebee's, like going into Applebee's, but it's like to your fucking like hard ass song. I can't think of the name of it.
Oh, Send You Running?
Send You Running. Like Applebee's Send You Running. And it's like you guys go running into Applebee's. Then you guys like
just make it cheesy as fuck.
You guys horrible. Then you do it in Logic.
Yeah. Final Cut.
Yeah, or Final Cut, whatever it is. And post a video, man. Music video and just be like sponsored by Applebee's. Just commit that you were sponsored by it. Tag him in Twitter.
Yeah.
They'll be like, Who authorized this? These guys are amazing.
You know, like, all right, I guess let's just roll with it.
Yeah. If there's any restaurant you guys need to get sponsored by, it'd be Wendy's.
Wendy's, eh?
Yeah, definitely Wendy's.
I wish they would. Yeah, I don't know. Their Twitter
first
game
of
is
all,
strong.
The Twitter game, very strong. Secondly, Frosties and fries, bro. You can't go wrong.
Dude, I had unlimited Frosties for a year.
Did you get one of those booklets or whatever?
No, it's just a little key tag. And every time you go there, you can get a free Frosty.
What? Like a mini one or something?
Yeah, a little mini one. Nice. I've only went once so far.
Why did you get that?
One of my members at the gym got it for me.
These are the groupies that would be for your Wendy's sponsor.
There you go. I can only imagine what I'm about to see. Oh, wow. Damn. All right.
I will say one thing.
This is like
Wendy's
my kind of podcast.
What the going in, fuck is going on?
It's going in the right
quality
direction.
Quality is our recipe. I'm nervous about where this is going.
Yeah, I was gonna say he's gonna actually like click on like a porn video here pretty soon. Like, oh, that's sorry, yes.
That's the thing with redheads, though. They're either a 2 or a 10. There's no in between.
but also like supply and demand, right?
Mm-hmm.
Are you talking about Wendy's like beef? Right? Like, what are you talking about? They're fresh, never frozen.
No.
What are you supplying?
Okay,
man?
The value.
Paul gets it. I don't either.
I don't get it. Go ahead.
The value of a white man in America is minimal because of supply and demand.
Sure.
But the value of a white man, pretty much anywhere else, is pretty high. I've discovered that.
I experienced that when I was in Japan.
Yeah, Japan, Mexico, anywhere in Southeast Asia.
The demand for a white man?
Yeah. That's the connection to the redheads, you know, because they're fading out of the gene pool, and there's not that many of them. So.
Hair in my beard.
Yeah.
Would you fuck me?
I'd fuck me.
Possibly.
Possibly. I would have
this whole video is just Wendy's, like cosplay Wendy's. That's all it is.
That's nice.
That's weird. Save that video for later. Anyways.
You bookmark that?
Yeah, upload that.
Can you drop that in chat? man, I hope my mom's not watching.
We
dropped viewers.
I wonder why.
Yeah. You see a surge in viewers?
Yeah, it's just like... okay, guys, we won't get sponsored by Wendy's. They're probably fucking Burger King fans.
Yeah, losers.
Speaking of which, Burger King is fucking disgusting. I just want to say.
They're definitely not being a sponsor.
I haven't been to Burger King in a long time. I can't remember the last time I've been to Burger King, but we used to go to Burger King and get like that Deca stacker, you know?
It's the BK stacker.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah.
You get the quad stack.
You can get as many patties on as you want.
They don't do it anymore. It was all about that stacker sauce.
Oh,
man.
Well,
at least why I stopped going. And then I'm like, I woke up.
But then you
like,
stop going because you have
King?
Some self respect.
Yeah, I think so.
I don't know. They got some good barbecue sauce. I will say that. They got the best fast food barbecue sauce.
McDonald's. No, McDonald's.
McDonald's for their fucking barbecue for those nuggies, sauce sucks nuggies. Shit. And you
the
know.
Sweet tanginess of the barbecue sauce for the nuggies.
Oh, nuggies. Terrible barbecue sauce.
Dude, my kids literally drink that before bed. They're like, give me some of that barbecue sauce.
barbecue sauce.
They haven't had the Burger King barbecue sauce.
Yeah, because I'm not going to make
I will
them.
Agree.
I'm not gonna poison
I will
them
agree.
Willingly.
I would argue it's all poison.
I went to this coaching seminar.
Shut up,
seminar.
You fucking tree hugger.
Tree hugger?
I went to this coaching seminar. The guy who was doing the seminar had franchised 50. He built an empire of Burger King.
And, was he 400 pounds?
In New Zealand.
Oh,
and
really?
And he was talking about how like he would eat Burger King every day just to boost morale. And I was like,
what do you look like?
Burger King
what do you look like?
You're fat ass. So... That's
I only did it. Sad but true.
Sad but true.
But, dude, fucking love New Zealand people. They're so cool.
New Zealand. Yeah,
they're so cool. Oh. Just like the direct. What is it? The director of all the.
The same.
It was like Thor Ragnarok. I can't remember his name. We were talking about him a little bit ago. What's his name?
Wati Taikiki.
Dude, have you seen Thor Ragnarok, Robert?
Yeah. Yeah.
Dude,
I saw it one time and it's been a while ago. So
yeah, the Korg scene.
I'm not sure I remember much of it.
I'm a rock and I am going to kick your butt.
Yeah, yeah, he's funny. But anyways, ooh, big news! Snyder cuts out.
I just watched.
No one was watching a little bit of it.
An hour of it.
How was it so far?
It's dope.
Yeah, I don't know. It's 4 hours, so I don't know.
I'm a big fan of Zack Snyder.
Snyder. Sorry. Yeah. You said Snyder weird. Schneider.
Is it SCH or is it just SY?
SNY, right?
Or SNY?
Yeah, it's S.
Schneider.
If there's a CH in it, it'd be Schneider. If it's just SNY, then no, it would not be.
It's Rob Schneider's brother.
That's true. It shouldn't be Schneider, but I'm pretty sure it is Schneider.
But anyways, pretty good though, huh?
It's fucking good.
So far.
I mean, you watched it.
I'm thoroughly entertained. Yeah.
And aroused.
I had aroused. I had a tear. Man, it's good.
There's one tear right here.
I also watched Watchmen last night.
Because of Dex Schneider?
Yeah.
How was the show?
Oh, not the show. Not the movie.
I haven't seen the show. Is the show good?
I haven't watched it. I made the mistake of like reading a little bit of a review on the show, and they're like, "Oh, it's all about like white supremacy shit." And I'm just like,
"Doesn't seem like you'd listen to that."
I'm like, "Oh my god." Well, because it was, I don't know, but then someone was talking about it. It was about Rorschach, like. It's like I think the events after Rorschach. I think that's what it was. Like he died, and all these people. He ended up becoming like a white supremacist because after so long or whatever. And I don't know. It's weird, but apparently it's good. I don't know. Me and my wife have been watching Alone lately, and I love that show.
You've been watching Watchmen Alone?
No. I've been watching with my wife the television show Alone.
Oh.
Were
you alone
when
you
did that? No, where people go out. People go out in the wilderness, which is like 10 pieces of survival gear they get to choose
and
from.
And an entire camera crew and like staff. And
they don't go out with any camera crew.
Bear Grylls.
Whatsoever.
They have their own cameras?
Yep, they get what's shitty about it. They got they have GoPros. It's like 30 pounds of camera gear. They go out, they get dropped off, and they're completely alone for however long they can last. And whoever's the last one to not tap out wins $500,000.
How do they tap out?
And what if they die?
They call with a satellite phone. That's the scary. Like they, it could happen.
So are they recording their own?
Yeah, they're footage? Recording their own stuff, their own footage. And
is there a lot of snot coming out of their nose and stuff?
No contact. And there's like, I mean, these motherfuckers were like out there for, I think it was like 75 days, and they're just living off of like limpets and gunnelfish.
Wait,
and
so how did they know how to like get the shots and stuff?
No, they probably don't. They just literally set up a GoPro most of the time, and they just talk. It's like them talking into it, or before they're gonna do something, they show their shelter.
Sounds insanely boring.
Every like so many days, they go out. A crew does go out there.
Fucking ruined it.
No, what they do is they
have a steak dinner and some lobster.
The only way we're going home would be the major injury upon one of us.
I don't know what else to do.
This is not how I saw myself leaving.
Alone.
Oh, don't do that, dude. I'm watching the show. Fucking ruin this shit with me. Turn this shit off. Anyway, god damn it. I was like, what are you doing? Yeah.
Didn't Bear Grylls get canceled?
No. He was just recently doing something.
Yeah, I think he got canceled.
He was doing something with Michael Obama, wasn't he?
Michael Obama.
Or Michelle.
Michael Obama. Oh. She's a man now.
No, I think he did something with it. I don't know.
Michael and Barack Obama.
Well, dude, that's what that's why Joan Rivers got killed.
Why?
You didn't see that video, Joan Rivers? Like it was like weeks before she ended up dying. Look up the video of Joan Rivers talking about Michelle Obama being a transgender.
Oh.
Dude, she legitimately was saying this weeks before she died.
She is also old as fuck.
She's like, everybody knows that she's a transgender. That's what apparently she was saying in the video.
Isn't she a comedian, though?
No.
Yeah.
Joan, don't you think to yourself that you're calling a poor woman that's just doing her job the way the federal guidelines are set up and calling her a moron?
I mean, no, I don't, my darling. Just hold it, mister. I was given a boarding pass with the wrong name on it. I went through 5 different security passes, and then a woman at the gate who will not look at my passport, who will not call Continental, who will not call for help, who will not recheck into their records, says to me, you cannot go on? No, she is a moron.
Joe, you're breathing into the mic.
That was
literally not it at all.
Yeah, but it says here, Joe Rivers jokes about Miss Obama. See it? See it on the bottom? Look at it on the bottom.
It is posted by CNN.
Huh. All I heard that whole thing was,
sorry, I had my, dude, I moved my mic like super close to my mouth. You could have said something, bro. Sorry.
I was just about to
mute push
you.
It back. Let me push it back. There we go. I had it too close. Did I sound like I was dying?
Doctor.
Did I sound like I was dying?
No, you're just, it was just breathing. It was just funny.
Oh, like you're getting
aroused by Joan Rivers.
Yeah,
I was.
Honestly, that's what it says. It says Joan Rivers jokes about Miss Obama is a trans.
That's weird. That's not the video I've seen though. It's like her like walking into some place and shit, and she just mentions it a little bit. You don't have to look it up. You guys can look it up some other time. I don't really give a shit. But I don't even know why we got going onto that.
Why do we get on anything?
Zach Schneider.
Schneider.
Yeah.
Michelle Rob Schneider's brother.
Trans woman. Schneider.
Oh, have you guys watched the South Park vaccination special?
No, not yet. Is it good?
It's out. I haven't watched it either.
What's it on?
It's HBO. HBO?
I'm excited to watch it.
I know. I need to watch it too.
It's just fucking brutal. I hope it is, anyways.
Have you guys seen interviews with Zach Schneider?
Jesus, I don't know. Do you want to blow this guy? Like, keep
guys,
bringing him
let's
up.
Let's talk about Zach Schneider.
Dude, if you could choose 2 dudes, okay, so you get $1 billion, 2 dudes that you have to have sex with just one time, and you get $1 billion, who would they be? Nolan, go. Oh, I already know one of yours. So Schneider and who else? we're talking about. It's a
wait, you get the wait, Billy
Rob Schneider or Zach Schneider?
Are you doing both the Schneiders?
Schneider double team, Schneider sandwich,
Schneider toi.
I already know who Robert would pick.
Wait. So this is like,
so I get $1 billion
regardless of who it is. It's not, it doesn't, yeah, have anything to do with the person.
You literally just have to pick two dudes.
Okay, so I can. I'm gonna go to Pornhub and type in transsexuals and find the hottest ones I can find.
Oh, you're gonna literally ruin your opportunity to get tag teamed by Green Day.
Yeah,
for $1 billion.
I don't want to have sex with the guys. I enjoy their music.
Oh, whatever. You have posters of them everywhere.
Yeah, that doesn't mean I want to like blow bang.
I know you.
Power bottom.
When you have intercourse with your betrothed. You are looking at Billy Joel on the wall next to you. Like,
oh, Robert.
First off, Billy Joel's a whole different artist.
Robert, you have.
Oh, yeah, not Billy Joel. Billy Joe. Right?
Elton John.
Yeah,
I thought it was Phil Collins.
I would choose Billy Joel.
Oh, my God.
Anyways.
Well, there's that. So,
so you would look up.
That's a great story.
You would look up just two guys that look like girls.
Yeah, I mean, if it had to be a male, a biological male. Not that there's anything wrong with that, guys. We're just having a joke because we're straight men.
Elusive super viewers.
I feel like you have to premise everything now.
Yeah. Yeah, you look scared after you said that. You look.
It's like, wait,
you're
going to
get canceled out of your gym. Like, oh. You can't work out anymore.
Yeah, good point.
I don't know. I wouldn't do the $1 billion at all because I'm married. That's just me, though.
I bet your wife would be like, dude, fuck those guys.
Dude, there's that joke or whatever where, what is it, the husband or wife are upstairs and like a prison person or a prison an inmate escaped from prison and came in the house and was like, I'm gonna go to the bathroom. When I get back, the husband's like, you need to have sex with him or whatever. Just do it so you know we live or whatever. And then the guy ends up coming out and is like, blah blah blah, like I'm actually gay or whatever. And the wife's like, okay, honey, you need to do this to save our family. Kind of thing. I know I butchered it. I can't remember how it all started or whatever, but essentially it was like that way. I don't know where I'm going now. Kind of wandering.
I was like, I hope this ends soon.
Yeah, I didn't know where I was going. I couldn't remember how it all went. Yeah.
Yeah.
So what's your business that you're doing now?
Yeah. No. How about that?
Well, I have a marketing agency, so I do like Facebook ads, kind of laser focus on Facebook ads.
Mm-hmm.
I don't really want to. I might at some point step into YouTube ads. But, I got a couple of Facebook groups as well I'm doing some stuff with.
I'm a part of a couple of those Facebook groups. They're pretty nice in the sense that, like the Omaha one I'm a part of, there's a lot of business owners that are a part of it, which is kind of cool. Yeah,
yeah. And I think what I'm going to do is I'm going to do, like, free videos.
I said doo-doo.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, doo-doo. I'm going to doo-doo out some videos. It's like free promotional videos that are kind of geared towards actually getting a conversion, because I feel like most of the content that you'll see on social media that's done by any local agencies, even if they're like a professional video agency, they're really just trying to jerk off to themselves and make mm-hmm. a cool aesthetic. They're not really concerned about like the customer getting a result necessarily. So you could, I mean, I've seen it happen, like people pay like 10 grand to get a really professionally done video and it just looks good, but it doesn't actually do anything. So I mm-hmm. guess kind of what I bring to a business is sort of more of a actually getting a result using psychological principles like of influence. So yeah, that's what I do.
I'm just thinking.
Right on.
Well, Peter says, bam, target marketing. Nice. Thumbs up. You get the thumbs up from Peter. So there you go.
come work out with our morning crew. Maybe you can con a couple of them into doing some videos for them.
Yeah.
We got a lot of business owners in the morning crew.
Oh, you do?
Business owners in the morning.
So was that like, what, 6 a.m. or what?
Yes.
Oh, no. No, I won't be getting their business.
I don't give a shit about them that much.
I don't want their fucking business.
Not at 6 a.m., I don't.
Six and a quarter in the morning.
Paul, Peter's hard work has paid off, though. He's my new insurance man. That's kind of funny. Like, he's been working out with me at 6 a.m. for so long just so that he can get my business. And now that I finally like get insurance through him, he never comes back. I'll say with you, once I start using it as my tax professional, Paul, you'll never stop coming.
Well, what is that like?
Or you'll stop coming.
$300
a year?
Stop doing
the podcast.
I'm just doing this to get your business because I don't have enough business already.
It's like, finally, I've done enough thrusters. I'm done.
Yeah, that's right. I had to ejaculate enough Skittles all over you to get...
I had to hear from my tax guy that I applied for that PPP loan too late because it was like a week before they announced it's based on gross and not net, which means that I lost a substantial amount of money.
Well, they just switched it because before the standard was, and I'm sure you probably know all about this, but before the standard was how much you made after like all your
expenses,
which fucked all small businesses, all of them. And now they switched it to the whatever you made. And you can pick either 2018 or 2019 now. Yeah, but
you just need one quarter.
Yeah.
It just needs to be one quarter, 25%.
But like if you apply,
it needs to be gross receipts. Yeah.
Yeah. I applied for.
And now small businesses can actually make money from it.
I applied for round one, like a week before they announced it was gross. March.
Reapply.
Yeah.
I couldn't because you can only apply once and you have an. I mean, that's what my loan officer told me.
At that bank.
Yeah. try somewhere else.
So go to a different bank, you're saying?
Well, banks make $25,000 every time they get a loan approved. $2,500, I mean, for every loan they get through.
Yeah. So they want to give you money.
What incentive would the loan officer have to tell me that I couldn't reapply then?
I don't know.
Interesting.
Of course, maybe I don't know. Like, I don't know your business at all. So,
right. Yeah.
That was a nice switch that they made for that stuff because before it didn't help any small business.
Yeah, but did you apply for the second round?
Well, you can't. What she told me is you can't apply for the second round. Up to like 2 months.
Oh yeah, they changed that too.
They did.
They were saying, yeah, you got to wait 8 weeks after you apply for the first round.
So it seems like you need to reach out to your guy.
Yeah, but that changed within 2 weeks.
Yeah.
So it's not that way anymore? Mm-hmm.
Sounds like you need to reach out to your guy again. Be like, hey, let's get this started again.
That's some sweet sauce in there.
Yeah. They're just doling out money right now, left and right. Like, literally.
I know, bro.
Yeah.
Dude, I just got my STEMI, bro.
That's like, I got my STEMI, plus I got the PPP stuff, and then I know.
Did you get it in the mail?
I got it directly deposited in my
direct
account.
Direct deposit.
Yeah. I had it on St. Patty's Day.
Yeah, mine too.
Did you get the last one in the mail? Because I got the last one in the mail.
Yeah, the first one I got in the mail.
No, I did not.
I got a check with Trump's signature on it.
Direct deposits.
Kept that. Framed it with Trump's signature.
Yeah. I just got it directly. I never got any.
Yeah. The first one, like, I got it way late. There was some, like, screw up. But, yeah, the second one just right to my account.
Nice.
Yeah. Nice. But it's all going right back to the IRS.
Right back.
Unfortunately.
Easy come, easy go.
Yep. It's like, fuck.
Mine is not.
I just dislike the IRS so much.
Yeah, that's fucking
I just dislike them so much.
Well, they make me sad.
Yeah, and you and everybody else in the country.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They made me sad. Dude. They made me sad. They extended the tax deadline to May 17th.
Yeah, so are you guys just like sit around in your office and do nothing most of the year?
No.
Until it's tax season?
That's not even close to accurate.
Yeah, but you're definitely not nearly as busy though, right?
No, well, we're not doing overtime and working Saturdays, but...
I'm just kidding. You guys are on a fucking H&R Block, probably.
We're not an H&R Block.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying. You guys are doing taxes throughout the year.
But we don't just do taxes. We do like budgets for municipalities all over the area, and we do... that's September and August, September. And then, it's slower.
Where
we do all payroll and bookkeeping and all that stuff for businesses, and payroll's become crazy because nobody wants to do it anymore.
Like how, like
no one wants to do payroll for other businesses?
Well, nobody wants to do payroll for themselves because there's so much junk.
They want to outsource it out.
So we're just taking all that business and rigging it in.
Is it? Do you like doing that?
No, I hate payroll.
But does it make the business a lot of money? Like your business?
It's about a quarter of our revenue.
Oh, so is it worth the headache? I guess is what I'm asking.
It's a quarter of our revenue, and it's a growing industry. So yeah,
sure.
Why not?
What's your other three quarters? OnlyFans?
Yeah. Oh, what's funny?
Wouldn't that be great?
You just put a camera up
at your office, and it's just. Just people doing taxes. Watch tax specialists at work.
Well, actually, there's so many unemployed people right now. They're really like,
this is fascinating. I'm going to pay this guy.
Getting off to watching people actually work. Well,
I never knew I would have this kind of kink, but I do.
What's funny is one of our accountants actually had a client who had an OnlyFans account. And he's like, they have to file taxes for that.
Don't they?
And he's like, what is this? And so we had to explain it to him. And he's like, no, that's not real. And so he looked at it, looked it up, and he's like, "What? Why is everything blurred out?" He's like, "You got to pay for it."
Have you seen the Have you seen the stats on OnlyFans accounts rising? Like, it's insane. It's like
people making money on it.
It's like 13% of the female population, or something.
Well, that's because they're basically selling people who are lonely and sitting around,
which is most people nowadays because everyone's stuck at home. Well, not everybody, but certain areas. Yeah.
I've been selling my used underwear online, and I've been just ringing in the money, man.
How do you think I bought a new house?
Yeah. I don't have a job.
I mean,
just shorting my underwear.
We could do these videos on OnlyFans, or do we have to do it on Pornhub?
I don't know about OnlyFans. Well, we could probably create an OnlyFans, but after it's done, we could upload it to Pornhub.
We should do that.
I want to do it. I think it'd be hilarious.
Every week, we just get a new video up there.
Yeah. Bro, I think it'd be funny.
It would be only funny when you go on to Pornhub to do other things and you find our videos. Like, fuck, what the hell is this on for?
I've never personally been on the website. I just always think it's a funny name. Yeah, so.
Pornhub?
Dude, yeah.
You've never been on Pornhub.
No, it's a blasphemy. It's a blasphemy.
He's a fucking liar.
You guys are sinners. First off, watch your mouth. Let's check out some TikToks, guys. Huh?
He's like wearing glasses. You can see like Pornhub playing on his glasses.
When are you going to make your own TikToks?
I need to, huh? I don't know. Maybe when I get my new house. Speaking of which, everybody listening, I will not be here next week and most likely not the week after that because I am moving into my new abode.
So are we going to be able to, what do you think? You want to?
I don't know. We'll decide.
But we could do some more beer.
I don't know. We'll decide.
We got to do our beer. We have beer.
It's funny because like Joe will be gone next 2 weeks moving. And then after that third week is when I'll start moving.
No, you guys all suck. What the hell's wrong with you guys?
But I'm not a piece of shit like Joe. So I'll make time for all you people.
All you people.
Are you not gonna miss while you're moving?
Yeah, because I'm dedicated. Dedicated. Wow. To
plus,
the fans.
Plus, he doesn't have anything this break down. He just comes over here.
Yeah, it's almost like he doesn't have any children too.
Yeah, well, that's a decision you made.
Oh wow! Yeah,
keep it in your pants.
All right. Speaking of that,
two clips that give off the same energy.
This way.
I just try to map. I've seen that movie a long time.
I know.
People on the podcast are going, "What are we?"
Thinking? Yeah,
that's a good movie though.
Dinner for Schmucks.
I love Dinner for Schmucks. Yeah, yes, Dinner for Schmucks.
Yeah. That reminds me of that.
What are two clips that
you remember? The which Call of Duty was it? This is the first Modern Warfare where you actually walk through the airport and like mass murder people in an airport.
Yeah.
Yeah. It reminds me of that. That was a hardcore game.
Well, you could skip that mission.
Yeah, yeah. It actually asks you one, but who in the right mind skips that?
I did because that was horrible.
Are you kidding me? That's bullshit.
Dude, I played that shit. That
was yeah, so I played funny. On repeat. Start over. Yeah,
it's the only level I haven't fucking played.
Yeah, I don't know. That's I don't know. Mass Murder, man.
Wait, was that crazy? What is that?
What's Call this? I'm yeah, scared. I don't remember these.
You don't remember this one?
No.
That Liberty Safes are the best safes on the planet. With a Liberty Safe, you can keep your valuables safe. Things like your drill, your lunch, your taper, or other stuff. Precious family heirlooms. Pest control, or other stuff. Stupid stuff. Your cleaning supplies. Fold-out chair. Smart exercise equipment, or other stuff. Stupid exercise equipment. Extension cords. Your balls. Tomatoes, or other stuff. Go to LibertySafe.com to find your local dealer. Tell them Randy the Safe Guy sent you.
The whole thing is he getting banned on like Facebook or YouTube for talking about guns. So, yeah. So
or other
like,
stuff.
Yeah, yeah, it's like you can safe and put your bananas in it.
Your balls.
Or other stuff.
Your balls.
Yeah.
Wow. Oh man.
Any others? I don't think I sent that many this week.
You
didn't. I've been pretty busy.
There's one that I thought was funny. I'll do that. That'll be the last one I do. But I don't know this one. I haven't watched this one yet.
Guys in their 20s have three options. Start a podcast.
Yeah, we did that.
Get really into IPAs.
No, I won't do that.
Become militant extremists.
Whatever happens to good old Jesus. I love that. Yeah.
Start a podcast, become an IPAs, or be a militant extremist.
I felt attacked on that one.
Bro. Yeah. Oh, like, man, that's funny.
I hate IPAs, but we started a podcast, and I'm not a militant extremist. So,
not that I'm going to tell people anyways.
Well, hey, we did one of the three.
So. Hey, I also hate IPAs.
Dude, they
I used to love them.
They're nasty.
I don't know what it is. Like, I went, like, I loved them. Now I legitimately, like, gross. I don't know. Yeah, maybe I overdid
you grew,
it.
You grew up, son.
I grew yeah, up or did. I overdid it. One of the two.
No, they're
you're now ready for a family.
Yeah. That next one you're going to play is pretty funny, too.
What's this one? Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. This one was funny.
Meeting the right person at the wrong time. Now, walking fast. Space is past and I'm
homebound. Oh. Oh, my God.
And I need you.
And I miss you. What do you
got to do? Oh, man.
That was pretty funny.
I just love, like, he's driving around singing that song while obviously he's getting dumb. He's like,
that's hilarious.
Yeah.
All right. This one made me laugh, and I don't know why. Just so you know. It's kind of stupid, but.
Okay.
Here we go. Too many clicks.
TikTok.
Oh, yeah.
Impression time. This is a 5-second impression of a snapping turtle coming out of its shell.
It's Tom Cruise, by the way.
Did it mess up my hair?
I don't know why that one made you laugh.
Okay, hold on.
I hated that one.
I'm really... Stop. Pause it. I really wanted... I'm glad you brought this up because I forgot. I wanted to talk about this. That's actually deepfake technology.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah, that's a deepfake. You see how good that is? Yeah,
that's not him?
Like that's not him. It's a computer. It's generated.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a deepfake. It's I think the account's called Deepfake Tom or something.
That's funny.
Like, scroll up real quick, Paul. Yeah, Deep Tom Cruise. Yeah, it's his. It's a deep fake account of Tom Cruise.
People like, when are they gonna like? Can people get sued for that?
Not yet.
Why? Yeah, I mean, why would they?
Well, I don't know. I mean, like, because I legitimately thought that was Tom Cruise.
Well, wouldn't it be under? So they're using stuff that's available, and then they're so like if you use a song, right? But you make what's it called? When you use it in like a funny sample. Way,
you say,
not
oh,
sample.
Like Weird Al.
Yeah, Weird Al.
Parody,
what's that?
Parody.
Why would that not be a parody?
Because I don't know. I think the likeness. I think people right now nobody's doing it. But if they ever did a video and the president got in trouble because it was somebody's deepfake, I guarantee you that would turn around.
Hmm. Oh yeah, it's coming. It's wild. Rogan was talking about that like a while ago, and like he's like, how much video footage of an audio of him?
Yeah,
like,
people can out make there? A whole podcast of him talking about like insane shit and get him in trouble.
Dude, I just love the ones where people edit his original podcast together. Yeah. Those are just so funny.
So I actually made a deep fake with Biden and Kamala Harris.
Kamala. No, you didn't. Can you?
Yeah, I did.
Is this something you can send over to me?
Send it to Paul.
If I had your phone number.
Probably don't want to say it out loud.
Text me your phone number.
I don't have your number either, you dumbass.
Well, give him your number.
Yeah, Robert's going to text me. Actually, I don't have any signal, really.
We can just, if you send it to me, I can just post it on our Instagram the people.
I'll send it.
We'll share it on our Instagram or something.
Well, I can just put it up to the camera, too.
See. This should be funny. Maybe. Nobody's going to be able to hear it. Is it sound?
It's going to be Nolan taking a shit.
What are we watching?
Is that Biden? Jones.
Okay.
Yeah, I didn't really see it.
Is that supposed to be Kamala and Joe Biden? Oh, there's...
That's Joe Biden. Joe Biden. That's the guy who drinks out of the wrong Holy Grail.
Oh. Oh, come on.
You can really tell at the beginning, yeah?
Yeah. I mean, yeah. It's my first one.
It's my first time.
My first time shitposting everybody. Good for you.
All right. So,
yeah.
You have anything to plug? Anything you want to tell
Wrap
the world?
Wrap this bad boy up.
Tomorrow morning, we're doing 21.2 of the CrossFit.
Oh, yeah.
That's going to be fun.
Or fuck shit up.
No one gives a shit.
I do. Because
a
I'm
lot of people give a shit, actually.
Literally none.
You don't.
You haven't seen
because you just go to eat your Burger King.
I will say this every time
I've been Burger King. Don't you put that on me? I love Wendy's. Hold up, I'm going to interrupt. Have you tried Wendy's fucking breakfast yet, bro? They put this little razzle dazzle sauce.
That's the most bro thing ever.
They put this little razzle dazzle sauce on those motherfucking croissant sandwiches they got. Croissant. And dude, it's like real motherfucking eggs on them sandwiches. So. It's heart healthy.
It's not healthy. No, I was just
we'll go to Wendy's after the workout.
Oh, please, bro, I'm telling you,
that. Get Wendy's. Walk across. We'll be like, I need burrito. No, the gym has been pumping lately.
Yeah, a lot of people.
What's going on? Is it because of the CrossFit game
starting
things,
to blow up? No, I'm just starting to get bigger.
Yeah,
I think it's Corona, dude. Everybody's starting to go out and try to do shit.
Yeah.
Do you see the Bourbons posting concerts? You got one dude from...
Shows are starting to come back.
Who's the singer? Slipknot singer. I can't think of his
Corey
name.
Corey Taylor?
Yeah, he's going to the Bourbon.
Oh, seriously?
Yeah.
Fuck, I have to go watch that.
Yeah, he's... Him and some... I don't know. And then some other people. But Corey Taylor's going to be at the Bourbon.
Fuck yeah.
You can buy tickets now, I think.
I love Corey Taylor.
When?
I love Stone Sour.
I don't know. You have to look this shit up, dude. BourbonTheater.com, everybody.
Well, I know Maroon 5's going to be in August, I think.
At the Bourbon?
No. They'd probably be at like Pinnacle. Yeah.
Nah, fuck that. They're not that big.
Probably too big for the Pinnacle, even.
Oh, dude, Rogan's going to be at Pinnacle Bank.
Yeah, he's supposed to be there last September. Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
Does he have a new special he's pimping out?
Or is it still a Sacred Clown, whatever.
Oh, really?
So, Corey Taylor from Slipknot is going to be June 19th, Saturday.
Fuck yeah, I should go to that.
You can also go to Ashley McBride. The next night, no, just July. Huh. I don't know what that is.
Yeah, I'm excited to go see shows again pretty soon.
Yep.
Pretty soon.
Yep.
Theory of a Dead Man.
I like them too.
Theory, I like
that's like Prescription. That's like December 7th. That's like a long time away.
Oh, fuck. Yeah, that is a ways away.
That's all they have? I mean, it's like they have a show coming up in March, then April, and then it goes to June, and then it just jumps like this.
So I think bands are like just starting to book shows again.
You know how packed that Corey Taylor concert's going to be at the Bourbon?
Oh, yeah. If you didn't have tickets, Corona, you're going to have it then.
I'd get tickets fucking now if I was you. Because people are like, I want to go out and do shit.
100%
that's what
I'm
saying about the gym.
That, yeah.
That's what I'm talking about. Your gym stuff, too, is like, people are like, fuck this. I want to go out and do stuff. And I feel like the more
activities
are going to be huge.
Like a majority of our gym base stayed with us all the way through.
Nothing yeah, really but changed. I'm talking about the people that have been
There's
stuck inside that maybe
people,
weren't
yeah.
that weren't going
in.
Out and doing shit. Mm-hmm. They're like, you know what? I don't want to waste my time, like, because who knows when we're gonna get shut down again now? Because you know, let's, I want to go out and do this stuff. And so that's what I'm saying.
I don't think a shutdown will work again. I don't think society would deal with it.
Yeah, but nobody seizes power.
I disagree.
To really? Give it back.
Like, I disagree.
You think they're just like, say, hey, you got to stay in your house for another 3 months, and they're going to be like, oh, okay.
Yes. 100%.
I know.
You know how fucking quick people forget?
Around here, things wouldn't change.
Here.
I don't think.
You know how many people forget? I mean,
I think half the country would.
You know how united we were, right, as a country about after 9/11?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now look at us.
Yeah.
Well.
Yeah.
Good point.
That's not the coup.
Just saying. I'm just saying. Like, well, we were
pretty united at the beginning of.
Yeah. When the first like 15 days to slow the spread, everyone was kind of on board.
When everybody was like, hey, we're going to do this for 15 days. We're going to slow the curve.
Yeah, sure.
We'll do that.
I was listening to Tim Pool talk about how like we should direct our anger at the media who controls the optics on these things.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I agree with that.
100%.
Yes.
Media, the government, whatnot. But
people who still watch however, cable and shit like that.
However, I'd like to point out that these places put that shit out and they make money off of it because people get something from it. You know what I mean?
Well, yeah.
Like people actually are more likely to click on an article that's, you know, designed to incite anger.
Yeah. That's kind of like the Facebook algorithm and all that stuff. Isn't that a lot of that stuff is pushed because that's what people engage with more.
Yeah. But that's not the only thing. I mean, there's more effects than anger, but.
Well, okay. So like the other news deal coming out. So apparently that whole thing with Trump and the Georgia, you hear about all this? And the Georgia.
It was all fake.
Governor. Yeah, it was all fake.
It was the secretary. It was someone that worked under the secretary.
When he was
Secretary of State, Ben Roth. No,
they were telling the guy
to Roethlisberger.
I was gonna say that's the quarterback. Raffensperger or whatever is like
Ben Roethlisberger.
He was a Georgia Secretary of State.
Yeah.
I was like, wait a second, that's a quarterback.
But most people aren't gonna know that because I don't even think they printed a retraction. But
the Washington Post did.
What are we like 3 months later now at this point? And it directly influenced the election for a lot of people, I'm sure.
Yeah. Well, it was after the election.
So what was
it? Not for the senator.
No.
What happened?
Oh, yeah. Not for
the runoffs. So the whole thing with the Trump phone call to the Georgia governor was they made it seem like he was telling him to, you know, break rules and find votes that weren't there.
I didn't get that impression, but go on.
That was half the thing. But apparently that whole thing was fake. They made it up. Wherever they got their source was. So all these newspapers who got their source claimed to have gotten their sources independently, but they all reported on the same false thing.
Well, did you? Okay, so check this out.
So it's like plagiarism. And they called them out for it. Like, no, you didn't obviously get it from an independent source because you all had the exact same source and it was a false source. So obviously you guys didn't get it independently.
There was a kid on Twitter that said, I'm going to sell my parents' house to buy GameStop.
Mm-hmm.
And then like CNN picked it up.
Mm-hmm.
Then Fox News picked it up as a story. And they were peddling the story. And then the kid was like, you fucking losers bought that shit.
Yeah. It's and so people who like get most of their news from these places.
Yeah.
Yeah. And that's still a lot of people, which is sad.
It's hard because there's not that many choices for people out there.
Yeah.
Like, what choices do people have?
Millions of podcasts and things like that.
Yeah, but how do they know that those guys are right? How do people know that we're right? True. How do we know we're right?
True.
We just know we are.
Yeah, true.
Exactly. Because we're men.
All right.
That's a good way to end a podcast. On that note.
All right. Like, share, subscribe to all the YouTube bullshit and hit the bell. I don't know what the bell does, but the bell does something and it might make you more manly.
Yeah. Subscribe to YouTube. Like us on Facebook.
And say hi.
Yeah. And by the way, go over and check out, what is it called? Gray Wolf Lodge.
No. Social media.
Oh, dude, I changed my name to Morton Marketing.
Marketing. That's right.
I'm glad I put all over the thing. Gray Wolf Lodge.
Fuck.
Gray Wolf Lodge is in Kansas City.
Yeah, you should probably.
Dude, they're all over the place, bro.
I'm burning all of your Red Sox merch.
That'd be great. Let's do that. Fucking Yankees. All right.
All right, guys.
Peace.